You may have noticed this week that we've given News and Notes a little makeover. We've added a quick run-through of headlines at the top of the show, as well as weekly segments on money, politics, Africa, medicine, and entertainment. Now I'm happy to introduce one of our new additions, a segment we'll call Snapshots. With it, we're hoping to send you into your weekend with some sage advice and a great story or two you'll want to share over dinner. Helping us out will be a handful of familiar voices, including News and Notes regulars Carol Simpson, Stephen Ivory, and S. Pearl Sharp. We'll also introduce you to some fresh new voices. And so, without further ado, we begin Snapshots with the Kentucky Derby. The world's most famous horse race gets underway this weekend, and Louisville native Betty Baye cannot wait to give us her snapshot.
I love it, I love it, I love it. I love living in Louisville at Kentucky Derby time. I love the hype, the pomp, the circumstance, the hats, the clothes, the spring flowers, the parties, and the general excitement that grips this city hard by the Ohio River this time of year. Unfortunately, my ticket source for Derby seats has dried up permanently, I do believe. And I am not ashamed to admit that at their prices, good Derby seats are way above my pay scale. Moreover, unlike years ago, I no longer have it in me to spend Kentucky Derby Day sitting in the infield where far too many people have more mint juleps than they do good sense. Still, as the late godfather of soul James Brown sang, I've got the feeling, and I intend, God willing and the creek don't rise, to party with a purpose during Derby 2007. Oh, I know, when the TV cameras pan the crowd sitting pretty in the boxes at Louisville's Churchill Down on Derby Day, you're not likely to see a whole lot of African Americans, but don't let that fool you. Black folks will be there. In fact, African Americans are very much a part of the Kentucky Derby tradition and have been since the first Derby was run in 1875. Black jockeys rode the winners in 15 of the first 28 Kentucky Derby races. But what folks really should know is that the Kentucky Derby crowds pump millions of much-needed dollars into Louisville's economy, and dozens of Derby-themed events generate millions more for local nonprofits, including charities with particular outreach to African Americans. The 100 Black Men of Louisville chapter will host its 16th annual Derby Gala. Those $150 tickets will support the organization's scholarships and mentoring programs. And Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan will perform. On Derby Eve, African-American State Senator Gerald Neal and his wife, Kathy, will host their annual fundraiser that benefits the Kentucky Minority Scholarship Fund. And on Derby morning, this proud member of the Delta Sigma Theta sorority will be supporting my sisters in the Eta Omega chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha at the organization's 26th annual fashion show and brunch. And though far be it from me to act like I work for the Louisville Convention and Visitors Bureau, I'm happy to say that you can even have a good time in Louisville this time of year when your money is funny. There are all kinds of low-cost and free events, including the Pegasus Parade. And if you love your hog, maybe you can hook up with the State Burners. It's one of Louisville's African-American motorcycle clubs, who at some time or another over Derby weekend will likely be found out at the Ohio Valley Racetrack. I guess what I'm saying is that Louisvillians don't care much how you get here, but just get here when you can.
Betty Baye is a columnist for the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky. Tune in every Friday for more Snapshots.